If you would, Brother Todd, just play. Folks still praying this morning. I don't think we could say it enough that God's been good. I was thinking while they were singing that last verse, I kind of looked through the crowd and saw Aunt Bonnie sitting back there this morning, head full of her own hair. I remember going and sitting down on her porch with her, eating a biscuit right after surgery, just starting chemotherapy. A lot of unsureness in her heart. Didn't know exactly what was to come or what tomorrow might hold. And there she sits this morning. God's been good. He's been mighty, mighty good to me. Go ahead and be taking your Bibles this morning to Isaiah chapter number 22. Isaiah chapter number 22. We'll get to the preaching this morning. You glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody said y'all sure do holler a lot around here. We got a lot to holler about. I'd hate to sit in a place where I didn't have nothing to praise Him for. Amen. Sometimes I think we're just a little too quiet about all God's done in our life. I mean, every time you can do this, man, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I mean, think how many times a day you've got something to thank God for. I don't know how many times the average person breathes in a 24-hour period, but every breath you draw is by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Todd. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 22. These that are praying, just help yourself. You're not hindering me one bit, and I'll do my best not to hinder you. Isaiah chapter number 22. I'm going to continue the thought that I had on Wednesday night. And if you were here, of course, you'll remember it. But if not, you just missed it, I guess. But Wednesday night, we talked about being content where God has put us. Being content with where God has put us. Now, I understand that sometimes God moves people and God relocates people. I think most of the time God will move you to do something more than you were doing where you were. Does that make sense?
Amen.
God has never moved me, even within the church, in my home church growing up. God never moved me to do something less than what I was already doing.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
God always moved me to a higher level or another rung on the ladder. He never moved me to the place of less responsibility, but every time God moved me, it was to a place of more responsibility. Can anybody say amen right there?
Amen.
God doesn't decrease us. She just gets saved.
Yes,
hallelujah. What's your name, honey?
Amen.
Wenice? We sure do love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. As we grow, God never decreases us. Now, God may get you to a place sometime to where you may have to sit still for a little bit. There's sometimes when people come in here and they say, preacher, we want to come to the church, but we've been through a lot. We've been through a big ordeal. Would it be okay if we just sit for a while? Sometimes that's what you need. There's a time of regrouping or a time of healing in your life. But the only way to get that is to be where you're supposed to be to begin with.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, you think y'all are the only church around. No, I don't. There are some great churches in this area.
Amen.
Great churches. Oh, yes. I mean, if you don't like this one, I can recommend you a good church. Tell me what you like. Amen. It's out there. Amen. Fullerville's right down the street. I mean, a rock's throw. Good church, good preacher, good people.
Amen.
Amen. Gateway Baptist Church is just down the road this way. Good church, good people, good preacher.
Amen.
Cali Harbin's just down the road a little way. Hey, you know what I'm saying there? I don't think we're the only show in town.
That's right.
Amen. But I also don't think that we ought to just haphazardly
Amen.
Go here, there, and yonder. I don't think we ought to even come here because we like the people.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. But I believe if you're where God wants you, you will like the people. Amen.
Amen.
He puts you in the place where you're going to be able to get along.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
This morning I want to look at one verse of Scripture and bring you, I hope, a short message this morning. In Isaiah chapter 22 and verse number 23, here's what the Lord said. He said, I will, say that word with me,
fasten
him. You know what it means to fasten something? Strap it down. Lock it down. Us deer hunters, when we haul our four-wheelers on them little trailers, we got them little old straps that we get from Home Depot, and we fasten that four-wheeler down. Why? So it don't fall off on the trip.
Amen.
Can I say that again? We put all them straps on that four-wheeler so it don't fall off on the trip. Because sometimes there's bumps in the road. And if you live around here long, you'll know there's holes in the road. And we don't want to hit a bump in the road and have our expensive four-wheeler go flying off the back.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong with a lot of Christians? They're not fastened. And when they hit the bumps in the road and the holes in the highway of life, they just fly off.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, you ain't got to come to church here long. You're going to find out. We're a messed up bunch of people. Amen. I mean, you're going to find that out in a heartbeat, man. I mean, you come in and we have a great service and people are saved. And last Sunday, 17 people got saved here. And boy, you look at everything on the surface and you go, wow, this is where I want to be. But 6 months down the road, you find out some things. Oh, yeah. You find out we've got our quirks and our problems and our troubles just like any other church. Those bumps come in the road. Somebody says something to hurt your feelings. Well, join the club.
Amen.
Somebody said something about me. So, there is no way you can talk as much as I talk publicly and somebody not say something about you. I desire your friendship and I want you to like me, but I don't care. It's not going to stop me from falling off the trailer when we hit that bump in the road. Why? I'm fastened to this thing. He said, I will fasten him. Now watch this next part. He said, as a nail in a sure place. He said, I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. He's talking about the house of David, of course. But I want to talk about the house of God this morning.
Yeah.
The Lord said, I will fasten him as a nail. Now, I want to talk about being just a little nail this morning. Just a little nail. You know, there's all different kinds of nails. I brought some with me from home this morning. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but that's a nail.
Yeah.
Amen? I wouldn't even want to waste the time to try to drive that thing. That right there, friends, is a nail. You know, there's some jobs that require a big nail.
Yeah.
When you go to build those retaining walls with the cross ties and all, that's what they use, these great big old nails. It wouldn't do me any good to get a little sheetrock nail and go out there and try to nail cross ties together.
That's right.
Now, we used to use these nails for a specific purpose. When I was a lot younger, we nailed them into trees, and that was the steps to getting our deer stand. Now they've made that illegal. But you'll still find a bunch of old trees out in the woods with them great big old nails in it. What are you saying? Some jobs are bigger. Some jobs are bigger. Now, on the surface, when we look at this thing this morning, everybody wants to be the big nail. I want to be the big nail. But you know what? The big nails have far fewer uses than the smaller ones. The big nails have far fewer purposes or applications than do the little nails. I bet there's not many of you got these laying around the house, do you? Can you imagine you just want to hang a picture?
Yeah.
Honey, I want to hang a picture. Will you get me a nail? Yeah, here, darling. I was going to make a joke right there, but... but I won't, never mind. You wouldn't use that for that, would you? No, you'd get just a common size nail. Now, I brought some nails with me this morning, and we're going to look at a few nails this morning. And they're dirty. They've been in my garage forever. But we got all kind of nails to do all kind of jobs. You know the problem with these nails? They still in the box. They still in the box. They ain't been put nowhere. Now, there's all kind of good uses for these nails. There's all kind of purposes for them. Hey, listen, can you imagine in this building alone how many different kinds of nails there are? Just in this building. Now, there's not any of these, I wouldn't think. But this platform is held together by nails. I don't care how good your material is. You can have the best lumber from the best mills. We can have the best fixtures. We can have the best carpet. We can have the best instruments. We can have the best paint. We can have all the best of everything. But all it's going to do is lay in a pile without some nails to hold it together.
Amen.
Amen. In most structures, the nails are not even seen. They're not even seen. We go to great lengths. Brother Alan Parker back there is probably one of the best trim carpenters I've ever known. He's just an artist with wood. I can't even comprehend how he does some of that stuff. But when they go in and he nails that, he put the crown molding in my house and he would nail those nails in and then set those nails. What he'd do, he'd sink them just a little bit deeper than the surface of the wood. And then Brother Tim Noble came over to paint and he put putty over that hole. You can't even tell where the nails are. But I promise you this, if they weren't there, my crown molding would be laying in the living room floor. That nail's important. It's not that important that it's seen. We okay this morning? Y'all getting quiet on me. It's not that important that that nail is seen by, oh, what a pretty nail. I've never said that, have you? I've never went in somebody's home and went, wow, man, I like your nails. I mean, man, where'd y'all, you know, who did this? Man, that's some great nail work right there. No, you don't never say that. Amen. We notice the finished product, the outside. But thanks God, thanks be to God for the church that has a lot of people who are satisfied with just being a little nail and being nailed where God wants you to be nailed. You ain't got to be seen. You ain't got to be heard. Ain't nobody got to make a big fuss out of you. You're just nailed in the right place.
Amen.
Amen. Problem with a lot of them nails, they still in the box. Some of y'all still in the box. Amen. I was thinking about it this morning. I walked through the sanctuary and I went up the balcony and cut the sound on and checked it out a little bit before church. And I thought, I wonder how many nails are in this place. 50 million, you think? That's a bunch of nails, man. I don't know how many nails are in here. And I don't know how many different kinds there are. But I thank God for every one of them.
Amen.
Especially the ones that are holding this platform up.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank God for everyone. What if every nail in this platform just quit its job right now? That'd be bad, wouldn't it? Preacher'd bust his rear ends. What happened? Amen. My pulpit would fall apart. I mean, the whole thing. I want you to think about how bad it is every time you remove yourself from where God nailed you. Now, He didn't say, I'm going to fasten you as a screw. Well, it got quiet again. A screw was designed to be put in or taken out. It'll go either way. Some of us, we're more interested in being screwed somewhere. Why? Because we don't like it, we can back out. Amen. Y'all listened to me this morning. I ain't wanting to back out this morning. Amen. Brother Freddie is a carpenter. And I noticed one of the tools he had on the job, I was there with him the other day, was we call it a cat's claw or a nail puller. Nails can be removed, but they ain't never the same. Nails can be, you can remove a nail, but 9 times out of 10, that nail can't be reused. We've been on the job before and had to pull nails out of two before, run out of nails, and you're over there laying on the concrete. You ever tried to straighten out a nail? I mean, that's the job. I mean, you think you got it straight till you start to drive it. I mean, you think that nail, oh yeah, it'll work. Man, that thing will be fine. You hit it one time, it folds up right in the middle. Why? It's got a weak spot from where it was bent, being removed from where it was supposed to have been. A lot of times we wind up with God's people who have a weak spot where they were bent. Oh, they look like they're okay and they look fine and they're putting on a good show, but there's a bent place in their life where they were removed from where God had intended them for them to be. Amen. Nails are no good in the box. Those nails been in my garage since we built my house, what, 6 years ago? 2001, 7 years ago. Been a pretty good while. I mean, boy, they're just covered with dust. But we got all kind of nails right here. They're still useful. Them's for building a deck or putting siding on a house. They're important. You want one? I mean, they got a purpose,
can I have
man. No, you can't have the big one. You hurt somebody. Can I have the big one? See, everybody wants the big nail. These are all kind of nails. I got. I don't know what you call them. Them big staple nails. They're for putting up a fence. I mean, every one of them's got a specific purpose. Amen? And listen, while you sit here in this church this morning, you have a specific purpose. You may just be an old horseshoe nail. You may be a siding nail or a deck nail. Listen, you may be a finishing nail. You may just be a little finishing nail. You may be as small as one of these little paneling nails. But you're important.
Amen.
You're important. God has you here for a purpose, and God has you here for a reason. Now, like I said, right now, you may be like these nails in this box. They're not being used right now, but boy, if I ever need them, I know where they're at.
Yeah.
I had some of them old boards on my deck come loose, and you know how they do? The sun gets them, and they just peel up like a banana. I had to go cut that piece of crooked wood out, and I thought, you know what? I forgot all about it. I thought, I got to buy some nails, and I thought, no, there's still some nails. They've been sitting there forever. You know what? When I needed them, I knew where they were. God may have you on the shelf, or God may have you in a box, but listen, He does have a purpose for your life. And you better make sure you're where you ought to be. You know what? That's a concrete nail.
You drive that into concrete?
Yeah, you drive that into concrete. It's for hard-headed people. Here, you can have that one.
Yeah.
Amen. Just a simple little thought or illustration that you might use with children, but hey, as adults, God has us here for a reason and a purpose. He's got a place that He wants us to be nailed. Hey, number one this morning, be nailed where God wants you nailed.
Amen.
Amen. Be nailed right where God wants you nailed. I thought about a fella in the Bible who got nailed. Y'all remember that dude? Hebrews, wasn't it Hebrews' wife, took a tent stake and stabbed him through his head and nailed him to the ground. Well, I don't want to get nailed like that, do you? I want to be where God wants me to be and doing exactly what God wants me to be doing. Listen, He said, I will set him as a nail or fasten him as a nail. What He's saying is I'll give you a place. I'll give you your place. I'll find you your spot. Wednesday night we talked about our lot in life. I seen a woman on the road a while back. She had a bumper sticker that said, Born to Shop. I thought, man, what a useless life.
Yeah.
Born to shop? No, you wasn't born to shop.
Amen.
Hey, bud, you wasn't born to hunt.
Yeah.
Or you wasn't born to fish. Or you wasn't born to play golf. That's recreation. Hey, there is a reason that God made you.
Amen.
There's a reason He designed you for something. Amen. I mean, just looking around, some of you built for comfort, some of us built for speed, amen? God made us for a reason. God had us, He had something in mind, He had something on His heart. Hey, when He formed you in your mother's womb, you know what He taught? I believe it was Jeremiah, wasn't it? He said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
Amen. Ordained you before I formed you in your mother's womb. You know what He's saying? I had a plan for your life before you had a life. That's what God said. He said, hey, little prophet, I had a plan for your life before I even gave you life. So in other words, God had something that He needed somebody to do, and He made you to do it. He made you to do it. Hey, I may not be able to do what you can do. You may not be able to do what I can do. I thought about Brother Todd. Thank God he's nailed behind that piano. Amen. I really am. I thank God that he's nailed. Next salaried person getting this church going to be that man right there. I'm just telling you how it is. He deserves every penny he gets now, which is none. But I'm glad, boy, hey, God created him. You know what he did as a little boy? I mean, he probably wasn't, what, 12, 13 years old? He just sat down at the piano and taught himself how to play. Sure did. And I think he does an awesome job. Oh, yeah. He can play everything from our southern style of gospel. He can play classical. I mean, the boy just got it. I'm glad he's nailed. Hey, man, what if he was in a bar playing the piano somewhere? He wouldn't be nailed in the right place, and God wouldn't be getting glory out of the gift that he gave him to do. Your gift may be to teach. Your gift may be to work with children. I don't know what it is, but find out what kind of nail you are and get nailed in. Amen. Be nailed where God wants you to be. Listen, if I could live anywhere in the world, there's some beautiful places. God has blessed and allowed my wife and I to see some of the prettiest real estate that God ever made. We've been to Mexico, in the Caribbean. We've been to Jamaica. We've been to Hawaii. Those are nice places to visit. I mean, I think about that guy over there in Honolulu. Says he's a missionary. I said, man, you ain't no missionary. You're on vacation. We went down there and saw that place, and I thought, oh, I feel the call of God. I could start a church right here, boy. Me and my wife love the sunshine. We love the ocean. Beautiful. But if I could live anywhere I wanted, you know where it'd be? 1388 Sweetwater Bend, Villa Rica, Georgia. That's where I'd live. Why? That's where God wants me. That's where God wants me. I'm nailed exactly where God wants me to be nailed. I told you Wednesday night, I'm perfectly content where I am. I'm happy. Amen. I'm happy with the place God has set me in. Some people are never happy. Some people are never happy with where they are. I had one fella tell me, Brother Charles and I were talking about it. We had lunch together on Friday. Y'all pray for him as he's preaching off this morning and tonight too. But we were talking about a fella who used to come to our church. And some of you, Sister Donna, I saw her a while ago. She'll remember him. Brother D, he'll remember. But this guy would stand up in church, and he had a testimony, and he used this phrase or he made this statement every time he gave a testimony. He'd talk about how much he loved his church and how much he loved his preacher. And he'd always say, if I ever leave this church, he said, there'll be claw marks where they drug me out the door. It was more like skid marks where he scratched off out of the parking lot. And I've never forgotten that. He was perfectly happy. This is the place God's put me. And then God gave him a little position. And he started finding fault with everything in the church. Preacher's preaching too long. Preacher cuts up way too much in the pulpit. One thing after the other, after the other, after the other. I asked Brother Charles Friday, I said, do you know where he's at now? And Brother Charles said, Brother Eddie, he ain't even in church no more. What happened? He was where God wanted him to be. Trailer hit a pothole. God tried to elevate him. God tried to raise him up and give him some more responsibility and a little more, but he wasn't spiritual enough to handle it. Well, y'all don't die on me this morning. Maybe you're so quiet because you've seen that 1,000 times just like I have. You ever go to work and work on a job with somebody who's always complaining about something in their church? Well, that's real spiritual, isn't it? That's real spiritual. Be nailed where God wants you to be nailed. And be the kind of nail God wants you to be. You hear what I said? Be the kind of nail that God wants you to be. We've got a wide variety, and that's just a few. You go to Home Depot, you can look at nails for 45 minutes. I mean, seriously, there's that many different kind of nails. Set up. Thank you. What kind of nail do I want to be? Let's see, man, they got all these different kind of nails. Do I want to be a bus worker nail? Do I want to be a preacher nail? Do I want to be a Sunday school teacher nail? Do I want to be a bus mechanic nail? Do I want to be I don't even know what else. Do I want to be a choir director nail or music leader nail? Do I want to be a piano player nail? There's all these kind of nails. Which one do I like best? It doesn't matter. God, what kind of nail do you want me to be? God, I'm just like the little man right down here on the front row. Let me be that big nail. Lord, I mean, man, that's just an intimidating nail. When everybody sees that, man, they go, that's a nail. Yeah. I don't know what it's good for, but that's a nail. Can't hang a picture with it, but that's a nail. Can't fix the broke board on my porch with it, but that's a nail. God, I want to be that big nail. God says, wait a minute. I got something far more important for you to do. How about just being this little nail? How about just letting me nail you in a little out-of-the-way place that nobody will ever see? How about letting me nail you somewhere where you're not going to get a whole lot of recognition? But I need you there.
Amen.
I need you there. You don't even realize it right now, but I need you there. I created you for this. Yep. For such a time as this.
Amen.
Be the kind of nail God wants you to be. Everybody wants to be the big nail, but would you be satisfied if that's all God wanted out of your life?
Yeah.
Would you be satisfied if all God ever let you do in His service is teach that little old 4 and 5 year old boy's Sunday school class? Huh? Would that suit you? Are you content? I talked about Wednesday night how what a great Bible teacher Brother Freddie is. Best I've ever heard, bar none. Never heard a better Bible teacher in my life. And I've sat under some great men. And that used to bother me because I couldn't teach the Bible like he can teach the Bible. And it just dawned on me, that's the nail he is.
Amen.
That's the nail he is. I'm going to stick to being the kind of nail God wants me to be, and I'm going to concentrate. I'll teach occasionally, but I'm going to concentrate on just preaching this book.
Amen.
Why? That's the nail God made me to be. We get in a place where we're doing something that God didn't make us to be. If you use this nail for most purposes, it's going to break worse what you're trying to fix. Can I say that again? It's going to tear up worse what you're trying to fix. If I tried to nail this nail into a piece of wood like this morning, it would bust it and split it. The thing I'm trying to help, the thing I'm trying to fabricate, and the thing I will never know. It will never reach its potential. Why? Because I used the wrong nail.
Yeah.
Find out what it is God made you for. God, what do you know? Does anybody know? You know what God made you for? I know what God made me for. Amen. And it would be absolutely stupid for me to try to do something else. Amen?
Amen?
Be the kind of nail He wants you to be, even if it's an unseen nail. Nails are to hold things together, not tear things down. I watch some of these little churches I travel across the country and preach in, and you got this faction over here, and you got this faction over here, and you got this faction in the middle, and this faction in the front, and that faction in the back, and this faction won't talk to that faction, and that faction won't talk. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's turmoil, turmoil. So-and-so won't cross the aisle to shake so-and-so's hand. Man, that's a mess. You know what that is? That's not building up. That's not holding together. That's tearing down. We don't need a demolition crew here.
That's right.
We just need more nails to help hold what God has set in place together.
Amen.
And if we're not nailed down, we will fly apart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We ain't shouting the roof off this morning, but I hope you're getting some help. Be nailed where God wants you to be nailed. Be the kind of nail God wants you to be. Lastly, and I'll close, be a usable nail doing what God wants. When I was a kid growing up, I had a horse. Out in the barn, I had a room fixed up for my tack room. That's where I kept saddles and bridles and horse feed and all that. All around the wall in that tack room. Well, they wasn't nails like this, but they was nails drove all around the wall. They wasn't really even holding nothing together, Brother Freddie. They were just hangers. They were usable nails. They weren't hid. You could see them. I mean, they really wasn't even attractive. I mean, you wouldn't go into your living room or your kitchen and just drive nails like this in the wall to hang coffee cups on, would you? No, you'd get some kind of little fancy coffee cup holder. But out there in that barn, I had all them nails. And every day, when I'd pull that bridle off that horse, hang it on that nail. I'd take that leash off of that halter and put it on that nail. Wasn't very attractive. It was just there to hold something up.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
It was just there to hold something up. You say, look, Brother Eddie, I'm not a great Sunday school teacher. Brother Freddie is.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Why don't you just help hold him up every now and then?
Yeah.
Amen.
You say, I just don't think I could ever get out there and preach it on the streets like them guys do on Sunday afternoon. Maybe you can't. But you can hold up the ones who do.
Amen.
You can be there for a hanger for them, boy.
Yeah.
Amen. You come by and encourage them every now and then and say, hey, I saw you on the street. I'm praying for you. I ain't got what it takes to get out there with you, brother, but I'm praying for you.
Amen.
These guys have told me that members of our church will actually ride by while they're street preaching, turn, look the other way. You're not a very good nail. You ought to roll down your window and holler at them. Amen, boys, that's good preaching.
Amen.
Only reason you wouldn't, you don't want to be identified with them. It don't bother me a bit. Say, hey, that's my crowd. That's my bunch. Them's my boys out there. Maybe that's not what God made me to do, but I can help support what He made them to do. Are you holding up anything? There's a job that you can do. We need little nails. We need big nails. We need them all. God's got a place. Be nailed where He wants you to be nailed. Be the kind of nail He wants you to be. And be usable for Him. Now my purpose, my sole purpose in life, was to preach the Word of God. But even during that purpose, I can still hold up others who are doing something else. You know what one of my main jobs as a pastor is? I know you think it's preach and visit in the hospital. That's what people think. No, one of my main jobs is to hold you up while you're doing what you do. I don't ever walk in the nursery and scream and holler at them women. Why? I don't want them to quit.
Yep.
I don't want them to quit. Lord God, if I had to put some of these men in the nursery, there'd be no babies. Them hanging nails I was talking about, that's where you'd find your child. Brother Freddie's made mistakes and blunders along the way. I don't think I've ever yelled at you. I hope I haven't. Brother Joe, he's made some messes. Matter of fact, he is a mess. You can say amen right there, Chrissy. I ain't never yelled at him. I've been disappointed. I ain't never yelled. You know what I tried to do? We'll be all right, buddy. Let's just get back up and go at it again. Amen. It's one of my main things in this church. Old Charlie Ryder. Broke back, broke neck, up and down. Emotionally great today and rock bottom tomorrow. And every time I see him, boy, I don't fuss at him when he misses church. I don't. I just love him. Encourage him. What are you doing? I'm just being old hanger nail. Just try to hold somebody up a little bit if I can. Amen.
That's good. That's good.
I want to be used. I want to be a help to other people. I'd like to someday, Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song if you would. One of these days, if the Lord tarries, they'll probably roll an old casket down here with my body in it. And I hope maybe somebody can say, because of where that God placed that man, he had an opportunity to be a blessing and help change my life. What if I wasn't where I was supposed to be? What if I wasn't? I'd never met Brother Tommy Mann. Lives just right over the hill from me on the power lines. I mean, I could be at his house in just a couple minutes. My wife and I nearly walked over there the other day. But I'd never known him. I hadn't been where God wanted me to be. I'd have never got the opportunity to get that call in the midnight hour. And just sit and listen as he wept. His heart breaking inside out. I'd have missed that. But I also missed that other call I got just a few days ago. When he said, "Preacher, the cancer's gone." You might get somewhere, but I don't think so. I don't think you could do nothing to come between me and that man. Through our troubles, our bumps in the road, because we're nailed where God wants us to be, we're fastened to this thing. God's made us stronger and our fellowship sweeter. Are you nailed where God wants you to be? Are you still in the box waiting to be used? Do you know what kind of nail it is you're supposed to be? Boy, I'd be finding out. Hey, if you don't ever do anything, if all you ever do is come and sit, listen to some singing, and listen to some preaching, I won't fuss at you. I hope you'll just keep coming. It's a whole lot more fun when you get used. It's a whole lot more fun when you figure out what it is God made you for. And you start to fulfill that purpose in your life. I think maybe one of the happiest times I've ever seen Brother Jason Shipp was last Sunday. He led two people to Christ. He left here, you couldn't have knocked a grin off his face with a ball bat. I'm telling you, that boy was floating, man. Why? He's starting to fulfill that purpose. What God made him for. He stood in my driveway one day a couple years ago and cried like a baby. He said, "Preacher, I'm miserable." I said, "Why are you miserable?" He said, "Because I know what I'm supposed to be doing." We knew it way back then. He's supposed to surrender to preach. Miserable. Why? Because he knew where he's supposed to be nailed. He was hiding from the hammer. But boy, when God finally got him set, what a difference. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I really don't even know how to give the invitation this morning. God's dealing with your heart this morning. Why don't you come? Maybe you come and say, "God, I know what I'm supposed to be. Help me to get nailed where you want me to be nailed. Lord, help me to get fastened to this thing. God, please help me not to come loose when the bumps come in my life. Because they're going to come. Lord, help me to be satisfied with what you made me to be. Maybe I'm not the big nail. Maybe I'm just a little nail. Praise from a preacher. Encourages my teacher. Maybe all I'll ever get to do is vacuum the sanctuary. David said he'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. You know what he said? I'll be satisfied just holding the door. You know, I do that every Sunday. Every Sunday, I come out of my office and head toward this sanctuary. I stop at them glass doors. I held the door for some of you this morning. I love doing that. I love seeing you husbands and wives come across the parking lot and I can just hold the door for you. What thrills me? Would you be satisfied with that? Find out what it is God made you for. Let's make sure we're in our place. Lord, dealing with your heart while they come, while they sing, you come. Y'all go ahead.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the
if I gave you this Wednesday night or not, but maybe you've often wondered what God could really use you for. When I first got saved, I didn't think God would ever use me for anything. I truly didn't. I told you Wednesday night, I was so happy just to drive a bus. Just drive the bus. Didn't have to teach, didn't have to, just drive the bus. Go pick up little boys and girls and bring them to church. I read this, I had it in my notes Wednesday night, and I think I left it out. Well, while I was studying, preparing for Wednesday night, I thought about Fanny Crosby. How many of you know who Fanny Crosby is? Fanny Crosby. She left us over 8,000 hymns that we sing. All the way my Savior leads me. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. I am thine, O Lord. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Rescue the perishing. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Tell me the story of Jesus. To God be the glory, and many, many, many more. Miss Fanny was blind from the age of 6 weeks old due to a mistake that a doctor made. Yet she viewed her assignment in life as part of God's plan. She said in her own autobiography, I'll read you this quote, I'll let them sing another verse. She said, although it may have been a blunder on the physician's part, it was certainly no mistake of God's. I verily believe it was His intention that I should live my days in physical darkness so as to be better prepared to sing His praises and incline others to do so. I could not have written thousands of hymns, which are sung all over the world, if I had been hindered by the distractions of seeing. all the interesting and beautiful objects that would have been presented to my notice. That's what Franny Crosby said. Brother Randy Pike, who has served God for 30 years, walking on a set of crutches, injured in a football accident. It's what he said to me one time. He said, Brother Eddie, he said, I've thanked God over and over and over for these old crutches. He said, you see, God had to cripple me to use me. You know what Fanny Crosby was saying? Randy Pike, this is my lot. This is the nail I am. And there is nothing in this world make me happier than just being nailed where God wants me to be nailed. Y'all sing another verse. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved, you'd like to come, let somebody take a Bible and show you how you can know that if you died today, heaven would be your home. Just slip out of your seat. Find you a spot. We'll pray with you. Thank you so much for being in church today. I hope you'll come back tonight. Church starts at 6 o'clock.